Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part one of the two-part series titled, Train the Human Spirit.
But you go to the Word for guidance. You go to the Word. We must meditate to obtain spiritual wisdom. You cannot develop spiritual wisdom without meditating the Word. Now, that's new to some of us. You cannot develop spiritually without meditating the Word. That doesn't mean I went to church and I heard it. You do no meditation of any kind of substance during the service because you're busy listening to the next thing men say it. You might pause for a minute and say, that's good, but that's not meditating enough. You got to go home and pull out your notes, go to those scriptures and think upon and mutter and meditate what was said. Meditation is to think upon, to mutter to oneself, to recite to oneself, to rehearse. This book of the law. How do you get revelation out of a scripture? You meditate it. The first time I read Joshua 1:8, I was like, oh, that's nice, and kept reading. But one point I start saying, this book of the law, what is the book of the law? It's the Bible. This Bible, what is the Bible? The Word of God. The Word of God shall not cease to depart. Depart, that doesn't make sense. If I don't speak it, I don't let it depart. So I had to get some concordance and look up some things. Oh, okay, in King James 16:11, Elizabethan English, that means will stay being spoken out of your mouth, not come out of your mouth. Oh, okay. Meditation gives revelation. There's no revelation apart from meditation. You can get all kind of inspiration from people talking, and you get all kind of perspiration from people whooping and hollering. But remember, perspiration and inspiration never equal revelation. Revelation comes through meditation. And you begin to think on what the person said, what's in the Word of God. This book of the law, the Bible, the Word of God, shall not cease or stop being in my mouth. Well, if it doesn't stop, I got time to say nothing that's against the Word. Well, that, I remember the Word, I meditate in Philippians, you know, if things are good, lovely, pure, of a good report, think on those things, let your mouth be filled with grace and speak the Word of God. Okay, all that's working together. I'm getting revelation right now. My revelation of understanding scriptures coming from meditating, because I took time not just to hear the preacher say and say, amen, glory to God. But actually slow down, begin to think about it. This book of law should not depart of my mouth, but thou should meditate. And you know, in the same time, you find out you learn the scripture. When you get it in your heart, it doesn't go anywhere. You don't grab a bunch of index cards and say, I'm trying to learn the Word. Study the Word, you learn it. I did a study through the book of James. At one time, I could quote the whole book of James from the King James verbatim, word for word. And I never tried to memorize it. I just did a couple of months studying it. I wasn't, let me say it every day, let me say it. I was just studying a different thing. But when you get down to meditation, to where revelation's coming out, it's there. I can still quote much of that book. It's there, and I did that back when Helen and I were dating. I taught a study to her, and we did it when we were dating. That's 17 and a half years ago. But that's the way you're supposed to have the Word of God. Remember, you have no word, you have no revelation of any word that you can't repeat apart from your Bible and notes. Anything that you have to stop and think about, what? You don't have it. You don't have it. When it's in your spirit, for those computer people, it's in your RAM. It's not sitting on a hard drive. It's up in the RAM. The RAM takes all the stuff and it takes it off the hard drive, puts it up there. That's why when you got a lot of RAM, your computer's quicker because it's immediately available. If your Bible is your hard drive, you ain't got it. You don't have it. You got to get it from the Bible into the RAM because you can't random access the memory if it ain't right there. I know the Bible says something about that. Am I supposed, the Bible says something about not sleeping with this man. Do I need to get up now or not? I don't know. Let me think about it. You better have that in there. You better go all the way back to where it says don't lay down with an unbeliever. You better get all the way back to that. And if that's randomly there, as soon as the temptation or the test or the trial comes from Satan, immediately the Word of God comes up to free you. And it keeps you out of bondage. But if you hadn't meditated it, it's not there. To train the human spirit, you have to meditate on the word of God. Joshua 1:8. Meditation, to think upon, to mutter to oneself, to rehearse. Psalms 1:2, where it says, blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Flip over there real quick. Psalms 1. Psalms 1 says, blessed. Who wants to be blessed?
Everybody.
Oh, everybody want to be blessed. Who wants to do what it takes to be blessed? Well, what is it? What do we have to do? See, that's what I mean. Don't know the word. Don't know the word. Want to be blessed, but don't know what it is to be blessed. If you meditate the word, study the word, you know what it is to be blessed. Then you can trust the guidance of your spirit, because your spirit will be trained with the word of God to lead you into being blessed. If you hadn't meditated the word and trained the human spirit, you can't, it won't guide you, because when you're born again like a baby, empty, nothing in your RAM. And as much as you meditate, you put in your RAM. The more you put in your RAM, the more powerful your computer, the more blessed your life. If I got a computer and I don't have much on it, I can't do much with it. Suppose I want to do some wonderful graphic work, but I have no graphic programs on the computer. I can't do any graphic work with that computer.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Want to be blessed, but don't know what it is to be blessed. If you meditate the word, study the word, you know what it is to be blessed. Then you can trust the guidance of your spirit, because your spirit will be trained with the word of God to lead you into being blessed. If you hadn't meditated the word and trained the human spirit, you can't, it won't guide you, because when you're born again like a baby, empty, nothing in your RAM. And as much as you meditate, you put in your RAM. The more you put in your RAM, the more powerful your computer, the more blessed your life. If I got a computer and I don't have much on it, I can't do much with it. Suppose I want to do some wonderful graphic work, but I have no graphic programs on the computer. I can't do any graphic work with that computer. No matter how much you pray or pretend or whatever, you don't have what it takes to get that. And some people don't have what it takes to be blessed, although they want to be blessed. If you don't meditate it and get it down in your heart, it's not there for the Holy Spirit to bring up. Everybody's always talking about, well, I've been studying. I mean, I heard, I go to church and the word of God's going to come back to my remembrance, to remember again, remember, to remember again. If you hadn't remembered it the first time, you can't remember it. If you have not taken and meditated the word, made God a member, a part of you, I'm not talking about what's in your Bible. What's in my Bible that's not in my spirit is not part of me. But the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, and some people's candle got no oil in it. It's got no word in it. It's got no Holy Spirit in it, or it's got very little oil. So they got a very small flame. But sometimes you need a bigger flame to heat up your problem. Sometimes you need a blowtorch. You need to shoot it way out there and speak those words of faith with power and change things, but all you got is a just a little flicker of a flame. You feed your spirit the only thing it eats. The word of God. That's why you don't forsake the assembling of the saints. That's why you do your Bible study and prayer and commune with God. That's why you hang around Christians, not sinners, because all of that feeds your spirit. There are people that think it's against God's law to miss a meal, but they'll miss spiritual meals all the time. Oh, ooh, I'm starving. Why are you starving? I missed a meal. You know, the spirit, some people's spirits are so famished and so starved that they don't even hear it anymore. They can go out and sin with no guilt conscience. They once were saved, but they've gone away from Father's house. They're out there on the dark side. And if they get caught out there on the dark side, I don't know what confession they made, I don't care what they said in any church, you will burn in hell if you get caught out of fellowship with God. You need to get right, stay right, live right. If you miss it, what's two signs of mature people? They are quick to, and quick to, quick to repent and quick to forgive, because they know, a mature person knows, I don't want to be out there. Sin separates me from God. I don't want to leave this earth, draw my last breath separated from God. So all of us miss it. Don't get on yourself because you miss it. I'm not talking about you to be perfect or you're going to hell, but you got to be forgiven. And if you miss it, you get back in fellowship immediately. And if other people miss it, you repent immediately because you can't harbor hate and unforgiveness in your heart, because neither will the Father in heaven forgive you if you won't forgive them. It's the word. We're just putting it together. You want to be blessed? Blessed a man's not walking the counsel of the ungodly. Don't do what they say do. Don't think like they think, and don't think their way is the best way. Blessed is a man that doesn't walk in that counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinner. In other words, lives a life as a sinner, nor sits in the seat of scornful, sits around and talks about the people of God and talks about the things of God in every way. But the blessed man, his delight is in the law of the Lord. What is the blessed man delighting in? What's another word for the law of the Lord? The word of God. The blessed person delights. Oh, you know, it's so hard going to Bible study. You know, I'd like to study Pastor Cook, but it's just so hard. I don't have the time. I sit down in my Bible and I don't get nothing. They make it sound like it's hard to study the word. It definitely doesn't sound like it's delightful to them. Remember, I think of delight as a happy word. I get to go to church tonight. We got Bible study. Oh, I was reading my Bible. I got just one nugget. I mean, I did a lot of reading, but I got one nugget. As you mature in God, you'll get more. I cannot pick this book up and read any of it without getting something. But there was a time where I put it down year after year because I wouldn't get anything. I'd pick it up and I'd say, I don't know what they're talking about. And he or she, if I don't even understand, I just don't get nothing. How the preacher be getting all that? And I put it down for many times to one day I said, I'm going to study the word. And I'd pray and I'd say, Holy Spirit, quicken my understanding. I pray the Ephesians prayers, Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 3 over myself, enlighten the eyes of my understanding that I might see. That I mean, give me, and I'd see one thing. And I read again, I see one more thing. To now I can't, it's stuff everywhere. It's revelation laying all over it. Show yourself faithful. Study. Be diligent to show yourself approved, a workman, not to be ashamed, like some ministers and some preachers and some people ought to be. Not rightly dividing the word, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Study to show yourself approved. When you studied schoolwork, you didn't say, I'm not getting anything. You just stayed there till you got something. You believed it was there to be gotten, and you stay. If you want a good grade in school, you stayed till you got something. And if not, you put it down, flunked the class, and said, well, you know, I'm going to take next year when it got easier. Teacher, that teacher was hard. And then the only thing ended up hard was your life. Because you could have got what was on the other side of education, but you settled for, I ain't getting nothing out of this calculus book. I'm not getting anything. But you could have studied it, and you would have got more. You could have got some help. Gone to church. That's why pastors are here, to help you perfect yourself, do the work of the ministry. Well, I don't need no help. I don't go to church. No man tell me what to do. Ain't nobody telling you what to do. We're just trying to help you. I hope that sometimes, because I've gone to Bible school and I may be a little more mature than some people spiritually, despite what the age is, that I'll say some things that help you understand it a little better. That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to speak for God to help people understand the word better. So I'm supposed to do. And I believe we do that. So just get some help. You're smart enough. Come get some help. Some people didn't come to church. They still at home. I tried reading the Bible. Ain't nobody understand that thing. Well, you know, I tried going to school once. If I don't keep going, I ain't going to understand anything either.
Today's message has been part one of the two-part series titled, Train the Human Spirit.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God. Develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
portions of WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by RW Plumbing Limited Liability.